Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday afternoon, May 20th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of events news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Peru present in the metaverse of Expo 2025 Osaka Kansai. Peru will showcase its cultural wealth and diversity in the 2025 edition of the Universal Expo held in Osaka Kansai, Japan, through a virtual tour in a video game format. The digital version of the Peru Pavilion will feature museum exhibits, traditional textiles, gastronomy, and archaeological pieces, allowing visitors to interact with users worldwide. The metaverse experience includes iconic elements like the Mask of the Lord of Sikkon and Jewels of the Lord of Sipan. Accessible through the Virtual Expo application, the platform will be active for 6 months, offering an immersive experience for users on smartphones, computers, and virtual reality devices. The Expo 2025 Osaka Kansai, organized by the Bureau International des Expositions, serves as a significant platform for cultural and economic exchange globally.
NEO battery materials to participate in Ladenburg-Thalmann Innovation Expo 2025 on May 21, 2025. NEO Battery Materials Ltd. is set to participate in the Ladenburg-Thalmann Innovation Expo 2025 on May 21, 2025 at Convene 101 Park Avenue, New York, NY. This premier event will bring together innovative companies and institutional investors for presentations, one-on-one meetings, and networking opportunities. Approximately 50 technology companies will showcase their proprietary innovations in artificial intelligence. NEO aims to expand its presence in the U.S. investment community through this platform. Ladenburg-Thalmann and B2i Digital Inc. are committed to providing valuable connections and exposure to the investment community for participating companies. For more information about the Ladenburg-Thalmann Innovation Expo 25, visit b2idigital.com innovation-expo.
Center for NeuroSkills Chief Financial Officer named 2025 Kern County Heart Walk Chair. Lindsay Ashley, Chief Financial Officer of Center for NeuroSkills, will chair the 2025 Kern County Heart and Stroke Walk, scheduled for October 11th at California State University, Bakersfield. Ashley aims to raise funds for the American Heart Association and promote a healthy lifestyle. She will lead a team of executives to recruit companies for the event. Funds raised will support research, education, and community health initiatives. Participants can register at bakersfieldheartwalk.com. Center for NeuroSkills will participate in HeartWalk events in California and Texas, with Dr. Matt Ashley serving on the Central Texas American Heart Association's Board of Directors. Investor News Breaks, Thumbs Up Media Corp. To present at 82nd Emerging Growth Conference on May 21st, Thumbs Up Media Corp. NASDAQ CEO Robert Steele is set to present at the 82nd Emerging Growth Conference on May 21st at 11:25 a.m. ET. The company will showcase its platform that pays consumers to post about brands on social media. The conference spotlights small and microcap companies for long-term growth. Thumbs Up is democratizing the social media branding industry with its Thumbs Up platform, featured on CBS Los Angeles and KTLA. Offering cash payments to users through PayPal. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Unveiling the Neural Circuits of Survival, Creative Biolabs announces upcoming webinar. Creative Biolabs, a global biotechnology leader, is hosting an upcoming webinar titled Neural Circuits of Survival to explore the neural mechanisms of survival instincts. The webinar will delve into the structure and function of neural networks regulating survival behaviors, how organisms perceive danger, and the impact of experience on neural circuits. Attendees can expect to learn about innovative techniques like neuroimaging and the BrainBow Multicolor Labeling Toolbox for visualizing complex neuronal circuits. The event, scheduled for June 25, 2025, at 11 a.m. EDT, offers a valuable opportunity to stay updated on the latest research, discover new tools, network with professionals, and expand knowledge in neuroscience.
Creative Biolabs strikes May Double Play, Conference Coup, and BIS-specific breakthrough unveiled. Creative Biolabs wowed attendees at the Nexus Conference with their BIS-specific antibody platform, showcasing how it can tackle cancer cells and supercharge natural killer cells. The company offers customized BSA design, engineering, and analysis workflows for both research and clinical trials. They also have a range of proprietary BIS-specific antibody products available for various research purposes. A webinar on May 22nd will delve into the targeted ADAM17 blocker and killer antibody complex, offering insights into its potential for cancer treatment. Stay tuned for Creative Biolabs' upcoming Innovation Roadshow at the World BIS-specific Summit, where they will unveil next-gen BIS-specifics.
DFW Car and Toy Museum draws over 5,000 visitors in first month. The DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth, Texas, has drawn over 5,000 visitors in its first month of operation. The 150,000-square-foot space, located at Meacham Blavd and I-35, features a collection of over 200 rare cars and 3,000 toys from decades past. Owned by Ron Sturgeon Real Estate LP, the museum has received rave reviews and boasts a 5-star rating on Google. Founder Ron Sturgeon, a self-made entrepreneur, has been collecting toys and cars for decades and aims to create a place where generations can connect. The museum, which was recently featured on American Pickers, is gaining digital traction with a TikTok campaign. Stay tuned for guided tours, volunteer docents, and the museum's first official ambassador, Lee Jackson. Most hosts inaugural luncheon fundraiser, Empowering Girls and Elevating Futures. MOSTI, a Los Angeles-based nonprofit organization, will host its inaugural luncheon fundraiser, Empowering Girls and Elevating Futures, on June 7, 2025, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at San Antonio Winery in downtown Los Angeles. The event will showcase MOSTI's work over its 39-year history, featuring lunch, student and alumni speakers, and updates on current programming. The organization recently celebrated graduating high school seniors at its culmination ceremony, marking a milestone for scholars as they enter college. The luncheon aims to invest in the future of young women in Los Angeles County, supporting programs like the MOSTI Leadership Academy and College Readiness. With a 38% increase in scholar enrollment this year, MOSTI continues to serve students in 19 communities, providing mentorship, career pathways, and academic support. For event details and donations, visit the website. Legends of the Game to be honored at 14th Annual Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats Hall of Fame Gala at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. The 14th Annual Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats Hall of Fame Gala will honor football legends and their off-the-field contributions on May 30th at 6 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Rosemont. Hosted by John Ternor, the event will feature a performance by John Vincent. Inductees include Olin Kreutz, Mark Collins, Vernon Davis, Leonard Marshall, Chris Draft, and Garney Henley. Angela Biletnikoff will receive an award from Sylvia Mackey, and Chris Draft will be honored with the Marv Levy Impact Award. Proceeds will benefit the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, providing assistance to retired NFL players in need. Limited tickets tables are available for purchase.
CETO Foundation releases third video in the Sober Skipper Why It Matters series, featuring professional wakeboarder Thomas Herman. The CETO Foundation has released the final video in its Sober Skipper Why It Matters series, featuring professional wakeboarder Thomas Herman. This video emphasizes the importance of having a sober skipper for a safe and enjoyable boating experience. National Safe Boating Week aims to educate boaters, with the foundation targeting men ages 24 to 50 to prevent BUI-related incidents. Herman highlights the necessity of staying sober on the water for safety and peak performance. Executive Director Gail R. Culp stresses the significance of responsible choices like having a sober skipper, Join the CETO Foundation in promoting boating safety and watch the video to learn more.
La Dolce Vita in Orange. 1974 Fiat 500 showcases Italian charm at the DFW Car and Toy Museum. The DFW Car and Toy Museum showcases a stunning 1974 Fiat 500 in a vibrant orange finish from the Ron Sturgeon collection. This Italian microcar has been beautifully restored, blending vintage charm with modern updates. The interior features black seats, a folding vinyl sunroof, and a Pioneer CD stereo for a retro modern vibe. With Dynamat sound dampening material and a custom LED speedometer, this Fiat offers a quiet and stylish ride. The rear-mounted 500cc twin engine with an Abarth valve cover powers the rear wheels through a four-speed manual gearbox. Founder Ron Sturgeon describes this Fiat as a timeless blend of personality, precision, and preservation. Visit the DFW Car and Toy Museum to see this Italian gem and over 200 vintage vehicles for free admission, celebrating the history of cars and collectibles. Remedies of the Planets. Astrology and Metaphysics Retreat comes to Chautauqua Harbor with Astro Victor and Susie Wu. Join Astro Victor and Susie Wu at the Remedies of the Planets Astrology and Healing Retreat at the Chautauqua Harbor Hotel Resort from June 6 to 8. Gain practical techniques to navigate challenging aspects in your natal chart and explore powerful remedies for empowerment and healing. Victor Simon, a respected astrologer from Hungary, brings international expertise, while Susie Wu offers energy healing and galactic channeling. Experience personal growth, energy healing, and deep insights into universal energies. The retreat includes personalized guidance, group energy healing, sound baths, and a channeled healing transmission. Secure your tickets early for this transformative experience in the serene setting of Lake Chautauqua. Learn from expert guides and enhance your experience with optional private sessions. Spaces are limited, so don't miss out on this rare opportunity for comprehensive education and deep healing.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.